This is Kathy Forstey reporting live from the Far West Conference here in Bellevue, Washington, which is just outside of Seattle. I'm sitting here speaking with Vicki Ambinder, who is a big part of getting Far West going and every year here in the Northwest of the United States. Tell everybody what you do for Far West.
I am a member of the board of directors, and I also serve as the panels and workshops coordinator for Far West for the conference.
And those have been going really well this year. A lot of good feedback I've gotten from the ones that I've been at, and I know everybody's been talking about really good workshops that have been happening. Tell everybody what some of the workshops have been this year.
Oh my gosh, so many. It's like it almost boggles the mind, and the problem that, you know, I've heard is that people have been just upset that they can't be in four places at once.
Yes.
Because there have just been so many great ones. A couple of the sort of larger events have been booking from the venue's perspective in the morning, and then in the afternoon people have a chance to do a speed dating event with the venues, with the venues, and then the other one was
radio.
Radio airplay and promotion, and then a radio speed dating event in the afternoon. We did a how to present house concerts and festivals for presenters, so it was specifically for that group in mind, and just many other things.
Yeah. Well, the main thing I wanted to sit down and talk to you about was you are a performance coach.
Yes.
Tell people about that and how they can find you and what you do when you're doing your performance coaching.
Yes. Well, I work with solo artists and bands to improve and enhance their live and studio performing skills, mm-hmm. and to work toward their artistic goals. I also am a CD pre-production consultant, so I work with people to help them get ready to go into the studio. And I'm also a vocal tracks producer for independent artists. So if they are self-producing, then they hire me to come in and specifically produce their vocal tracks so they don't have to be worrying about the production side of things when they're in isolation. It's really good use of time.
Yeah. And who are some of the people that you've worked with?
Well, people can go to my website and find some testimonials there. Otherwise, it's confidential.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you don't... That's really a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of fosters the ability for people to feel like they can try things, not worry about stories getting out about things that they've done. I don't even talk about unattributed stories because it's can be a small community even all across the country.
Right.
So, I never divulge people I'm working with or the things that I'm working with them on unless they give me permission, and otherwise they can find people on my website.
Yeah. So if, say, an artist is preparing to do a CD, do they come to you and say, tell me what songs are the best songs that we should put on the CD?
Yeah, there's a sort of a multi-phase approach to it. I'll typically, if they're doing a 12-track CD, I'll ask them to bring me at least 20 songs. We'll go through them and pare it down, and then start doing some intensive work on those songs, making sure that, you know, even the basics of, are they in the right key?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of arrangements, what kind of instrumentation you want to think about? What are you trying to accomplish with that song? What's the mission for the song? How do you want to interpret the song? And then we'll work on those and get them ready. And then once they have the instrument tracks recorded, then they'll come back with the instrument tracks alone, and we'll work on getting the vocals ready. And you know, just work on what's actually going to be on the record besides the vocals so that you can put the vocals to it. And then after that, we've worked up a nice shorthand, and when we go in and I produce their vocal tracks, we can reference all the work and preparation that we've already done, and really saves time.
Yeah.
In the studio.
So do you ever offer advice as to instrumentation and that sort of thing as well?
Yeah, help with vocal arranging, instrumentation arrangement, and then oftentimes I will also help them sequence the order of the songs on their CD.
Mm-hmm.
So
how often would you say that they take your advice and they don't take your advice?
It's interesting. I think it's a collaborative approach, and I always feel that the artist has an artistic sensibility to refer to.
Mm-hmm.
And I always encourage my clients to not take things that they don't feel is right for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I also encourage people to kind of take a little bit of a leap of faith and go a little bit into an uncomfortable zone just to give something a try. And oftentimes that's where the best stuff is, you know, to go into a little bit of uncharted waters and see what you can find.
Yeah. So as far as performance, will you help them with performing live as well?
Yes.
So do you maybe help them set up their set list, or is that part of it?
Yes, that's part of it. Part of it is becoming more comfortable on the stage, which I often feel is really based in the preparation that you do before you get on the stage. A lot of times people come to me and say, I have stage fright. And really what that, and I can certainly help them with tools about relaxation techniques, all that sort of thing, but I have found in my years of doing this that the best cure for stage fright is being really well prepared with what you're trying to do with your music. Oftentimes that solves the problem right there.
I think the thing that a lot of performers have a problem with is between song banter.
Yes.
And they like introducing a song or just even talking between songs. Is that something you help them with as well?
Absolutely. I really feel like the banter is, it serves a purpose for the audience, but mainly I want the banter to help the artist to get into the right frame of mind for the song. So I call it the oxygen mask principle, where you want to put on your own oxygen mask first before you assist everybody else. And part of that is understanding through your banter, getting yourself into a place where you really are clear about the mission for the song, so that before you ever play the first note, you're in the right place and you don't have to catch up with yourself. You're already right there. And the banter can really help you to do that. It's a really effective tool for that.
Yeah, because so many artists you see and they just seem lost between songs.
Yes.
Or they just do something strange, you know, they just say weird things and you're like, what are you talking about, you know?
Yes.
And then they launch into a song and you're like, what, you know?
Yeah, and it's not helping anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is something I feel is important to prepare as anything else.
Yeah, I know when I perform, I have a big gig, I practice what I'm saying between songs as much as I practice the song.
Yes, absolutely. So. Absolutely. I feel like there's a whole process. You craft your songs really carefully, and you might as well craft your patter really carefully. And so preparing that, even writing it down, paring it down, writing it down again, paring it down, so that it gets to the real essence and it's very efficient, is a wonderful way to even help you understand more about the song.
Right.
So, yes, it's very important.
Well, great. It sounds like you give some really good advice.
I believe I do, yes.
Well, tell people how they can find out about you and get in touch with you.
Sure. My website is vickiambinder.com, and that's spelled VickiAmbinder.com. I work with people, I'm based in Portland, and I work with people in Portland, and I also work with many, many people by Skype all over the country and in Canada. And so if you go onto the website, you will find not just information about me, but some really wonderful conversations that I have done with nationally and internationally touring performers about specifically about performance. And it's a wonderful resource for people to find out how some of these performers experience performance and what kinds of things that they've come up with over the years to deal with the issues that come up.
Great. Well, thank you, Vicky, so much for sitting down and talking with me. It's great seeing you at the Far West Conference again. Maybe I'll see you again next year, I'm hoping.
Thank you, Kathy. Thanks for your time.